السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ويقول أيضا: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As we all know, right now we are living in the best days of the days of Ramadan, which is the last 10 of the month of Ramadan. The days that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make itikaf, to stay inside the mosque for one purpose: to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read the Quran, to make a dhikr, and to pray taraweeh and tahajjud, and also to teach the companions. So these are the days that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the Laylatul Qadr is within the odd number of these days. So seek the Laylatul Qadr within the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. And Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alfi shahr, is better than 1,000 of month, which is equal to 82 or 83 years. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, the fasting was prescribed to you, as it was prescribed to those before you, so that you may have at-taqwa. You may be amongst the al-muttaqeen. So the fasting was prescribed for us to gain at-taqwa. Not only that, but this is one of the reasons. One of the reasons to prescribe the fasting, so that we will gain at-taqwa. What we gain since the beginning of Ramadan? What do you gain? Does your taqwa increase or not? Because Ramadan is nearly the complete image of the life of a Muslim. The first 10 days you start Ramadan while you are, you know, like a beginner, and you fast, you pray Taraweeh, which is the days of Ar-Rahmah, and then the second 10 days you increase it, which is the days of Maghfirah. The last 10 days you increase it more and more up to the end, to the last day of Ramadan. This increase your taqwa by reading the Quran and praying Taraweeh and Tahajjud and giving charity and helping one another inside the mosque to organize al-iftar, to provide al-iftar to the fasting people, and with your sabr within the days of Ramadan, this increase your taqwa. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the fasting, so that we will increase our taqwa. At-taqwa is the wasiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first people and the last people among us. And it's the wasiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Connect these two verses. For كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have advised or gave the advice to those we are before you, or to those who we are giving the scripture before you, and to you, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, so that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التَّقْوَى هُوَ أَن تَعْمَلَ بِمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَأَن تَبْتَعِدَ بِمَا نَهَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The taqwa is to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do, and to keep away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibition. So when you do that, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He attached with at-taqwa so many good things, so many blessings, so many good things in this life and in the life after. With taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you beneficial knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If you fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give you furqana, criterion that you will differentiate between the wrong and right. And وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. He will expiate for you your sins and forgive your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. He will give you the knowledge, the ilmu shari, the beneficial knowledge, the knowledge that will make you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge that will increase your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily, it is only those who are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the knowledgeable, will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with taqwa, you will gain this. And also with taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your problems easy in this life and in the life after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَنْزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Whoever fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make his matter easy for him. And he said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a way out of his problems. So this is the benefit of at-taqwa in this life. What are the benefits of at-taqwa in the life after? At-taqwa, which means to put between you and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a barrier that will prevent you and protect you from the anger or from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent you from the problems of the day of judgment, the situations, the hard situations that the people will face in the day of judgment. Some people will sweat up to here, others will stand for a long time. They will be tired and get bored. They will be just want to be moved from there and to take, you know, to take them to any destination. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at that time, when everybody is suffering, when everybody is worried about that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the believers, they are in that situation, and the non-believers also, they are living inside terror, inside a hard situation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bring forth the Jannah for the pious. He will bring the Jannah in front of them, and they will look inside it, and they will see all the good things and the blessing and the beautiful things inside Jannah. This will give them comfort inside mind, inside their heart. And it will remove the hardship and the trial and the fear and the terror. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. This is what you were promised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised that the Jannah will be for the pious, for the Al-Muttaqeen. For the Al-Muttaqeen, He said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِمَنْ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, march forth, or at least compete towards a Jannah, and towards the forgiveness of your Lord, and towards a Jannah which its wideness is equal to the earth and heavens, which is prepared only for the pious, for the Al-Muttaqeen. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Then, what is the qualities of the Al-Muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in this very ayah. He said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. They are those who will spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, in all situations, whether they're rich or poor, they must spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah give them, they will divide it and take some and give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Sahaba, Abu Bakr, he used to give all what he has. He gave all what he has when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him. He said, what did you remain for your family? He said, Allah and His Messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They will spend in the time of easiness and at the time of hardship, the time that business is good for them or the time that business is not good for them. They will support al-Islam They will support kalimatu la ilaha illallah. They will spread al-Islam. They will maintain the masajid. They will build the masajid. Yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. Then after that, wal kazimin al-ghayza wal afina anin nas. Those who repress their anger, those who become patient, those who forgive and pardon. This, when we relate this to the month of Ramadan, we will find out that naam, Ramadan will teach you at-taqwa, and Ramadan will increase your taqwa. Spending for the shape of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highly recommended in the month of Ramadan, because it's highly rewarded. It is even allowed for you to hasten your zakat and pay it inside Ramadan. For example, you usually pay your zakat in Shawwal or in Zulqadah. So you are allowed to pay your zakat 1 month before in Ramadan, because the reward that you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be different from the reward that you will receive out of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month that is favored. Allah favored the month of Ramadan. The good deed in the month of Ramadan is multiplied double and double, from 10 to 700 and up. So when we relate that, you know, this verse which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra, it means we are highly recommended to spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And then wal kazimin al-ghayza, the fasting person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are fasting, if anyone abuse you, or anyone attack you, or anyone mock at you, do not retaliate, do not revenge, do not fight back. Control yourself and control your anger, and said, Allahumma inni sa'im, O Allahumma inni imru'un sa'im, O Allah, I am a fasting person. This is repressing your anger, swallowing it, you know, to swallow your anger and to repress it. And wal'afina anin nas, and also the fasting person is required to forgive others and pardon. To forgive and pardon, not to revenge in every small or big issue. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves the good doers, those who do good. The al-muhsinun, their reward will be jannah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. For those who ahsanu, for those who do good, for them will be al-jannah. Al-husna is al-jannah, and wal-ziyadah is to look at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَئِمُوا إِذَا مَتَّقَوا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَوا وَآمَنُوا ثُمَّ اتَّقَوا وَأَحْسَنُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَئِمُوا. There is no sin upon those who believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deed in what they eat in the past. لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَئِمُوا إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا. If they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the condition. There will be no sin on those who believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deed in what they eat in the past. The condition, إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا, if they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا, and then they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَأَحْسَنُوا, and then they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and they do good deed. So here, التَّقْوَى is something that is very important. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he encourages us and commands us and advises us to have taqwa, to fear him. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. For you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared. Then he said in the other verse, Fattaqullaha mastata'tum. Fear Allah as much as you can. So when you combine these two, it means you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah wherever you are, whether you alone or you along with people. So this, in the Quran, Allah ta'ala, he commands us to fear certain things. To fear him, as he said, Wattaqullaha wa'alamu annakum mulaquu. Allah is fearful. Fear Allah and be sure that you will meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will reward you according to your deed, good for good and bad for bad. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he also encourages to fear the hellfire. To fear the hellfire. And fearing the hellfire means to do something that will prevent you from that, and to stop doing evil deed that will lead you to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِمَنْ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Fear the fire that its fuel is men and stones. Its fuel will be men and stone, which prepared for the disbelievers. There is a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he kindled the fire and light it, you know, and make it light and kindle it for 1,000 years until it become red. And then he remained lighting it and kindling it for another 1,000 years until it become white. And then he light it and kindle it for another 1,000 years until it become black. He said, Fahiya muslimatun sawda, or sawda muslima. The fire is black and dark. It is dark, so it is fearful. So fearing the fire means is to prevent yourself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at-taqwa is a shield. It's a shield that will be between you and Allah's punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encourage us to fear the day of judgment. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear a day that you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every soul, every person will receive his full reward of his deed. And Allah will not wrong anyone. And then Allah ta'ala also, he commands us to fear the fitna, the affliction, the trials, and the problems. The fitna, the al-fitna, التي تصيب العصاة وتصيب الصالح والطالح الفاسد وغيره. يعني إذا لم ينكروا, إذا لم ينكروا على الناس. Allah ta'ala يقول, واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. Fear a fitna, a trial, an affliction that will not come to those who do wrong alone. It will generalize those who remain along with the wrongdoers, and they did not condemn and denounce their wrongdoing, and they live with them. When Allah's punishment will come, it will generalize everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to fear this fitna. لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة وعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is severe in punishment. He is severe in punishment. We've been hearing earthquake last week, and we've been hearing that there will be a hurricane to come in next week. And this is something maybe new. We've been hearing it around our cities or around the country in some part of the world. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes do this is to punish the sinners. To punish the sinners. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to us that the wind, it will come and give bushra for glad tidings and good news and rain and things like that. And sometime the wind, it will come with punishment. It will come with punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا رَأَهُ عَارِضًا مستقبل أوديتهم قالوا هذا عارض ممطرنا بل هو ما استعجلتم به ريح فيها عذاب أليم تدمر كل شيء بأمر ربها فأصبحوا لا يرى إلا مساكنهم كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us about a wind, you know, that carrying a cloud. When they saw the cloud and the wind and the cloud become dark and heavy with rain, they said, this is a cloud, it's going to rain to us. It's going to give us rain, which is blessing to their farms. عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. But Allah ta'ala said, بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. This is what you are hastening to come over you, to come on you. Because they refuse to believe in the Prophet and to obey him, and they ask him if he is capable to punish them, let him do that. So بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. He said, رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. There's a wind, in it there is severe punishment. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. That wind, it will damage and destroy everything by the commandment of its Lord. So the wind is part of the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that wind. It destroyed the disbelievers and those who live with them until they become unseen. You cannot see unless their dwelling place, unless their houses. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he said, اتقوا فتنة واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Fear this fitna, this affliction, these trials, that when it's come, it will not only go to those who do wrong alone. It will go to everybody who live with them without condemning their action, without condemning their evil doing. Now we are living in a city where they legalize homosexuality, gay marriage, you know? Since that time, really, every Muslim who lives in this country, he need to go out and denounce that and condemn it. Otherwise, when Allah Ta'ala ready to punish the city, for sure, we will not be out of it if we remain silent. We will not be out of it if we remain silent. Because, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wallahi, you must command towards good. And you must forbid the evil. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala will generalize His punishment over you and the others. Allah Ta'ala will punish you and the evildoers together. So this is it. If we remain here without establishing masajid and Islamic schools and calling the non-believers to Al-Islam and advising them, reaching out to them and condemning the evil deed, then, wallahi, let's expect something. May Allah prevent us from that. May Allah prevent us from the punishment that He will send to the disbelievers. Amen. May Allah accept our fasting. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyamul layl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our charity. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deed. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free our neck from, you know, the hellfire. Amen. May Allah forgive our sins. Amen. May Allah forgive our sins. Amen. May Allah guide us to fast the day of Laylatul Qadr. Amen. And to stand in the night prayer of the day of Laylatul Qadr. Amen. May Allah give us the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wat-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil-'adl wal-ihsan wa ita'i dhil-qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.